I'm going with the same theory that landed a winner on Monday night at Shep. And so I'm going to
throwing darts.
Geelong, race three, number six, Aston Roan. It is a first starter. It's a litter sister to our boom dog, Aston Rupee.
Racing. Aston Roan left well out in the centre. Mustering pace outside it of it. Return. Aston Roan got through to take the lead. Swung deep but got away to Renarco Bale and Blazing Penny. And away goes Aston Roan. Draco Bale flew to get second. Third.
I want to just mention Zach Minnelli, the old sand groper. He'll be a lot fresher next time round. Zach will lead all these dogs up and he stays no problem.
Racing. Slow to move out there. Pilbara and also Lizzie Zinti out very fast. Zach Minnelli pounced on the early lead. As expected, raced away. Six in front. Around the outside they go. Zinti boy. Again, then Pilbara turning for home. Zach Minnelli the leader. Here comes Houdini boy with a late charge on the outside. Zach Minnelli hanging on, and Zach Minnelli just got home.
Cannington Saturday, we're returning to WA for the first time in a long time. We're going to race one. This will be a fairly short one, I'd reckon. I haven't seen prices yet, but it's a novice race. WA's hottest trainer, David Hobby, has I wrote down Sunset Spitfire. I can't remember the name of the dog. It's Sunset something.
Ready. And racing, Sunset Piper came out quickly on the inside, along with Bella Sunset showing speed and driving across was Volute. Trying to put up on the inside. Sunset Piper's not done with yet. The favourite off the canvas wins the first. Sunset Piper wins a length and a half, Volute.
I don't normally go this far ahead, but I'm just going to short throw one as well. Monday night at Hobart. Get on, race five, County Mist just wins.
And away, County Mist wasn't the best to begin. In fact, it came out poorly there back at the tail of the field, but it is a packing field early. Wing Command, County Mist about three away, chasing very, very hard though. Darts to the inside, the fave grabs the lead. County Mist gets home to score from Wing Commander just.
Sandown race to number one, Mapunga Reject, to win the Geelong to Sandown final.
Away, Mapunga Reject out well from the inside. He's going to muster through and lean for fun. Quickie pub, but it's all Mapunga Reject. He's safely clear, and Mapunga Reject won it by two. A good run, keep it blue, really cut into that margin late.
Race eight, number eight, Kuro Kismet, has got some good early pace to his inside. A couple of greyhounds that are going to be looking to settle near the rails, so good chance that they'll bring him into the race. He's the fastest dog in there, and I don't mind that draw for him.
And away, Kuro Kismet only fair away, jumping well, Kingfisher Rose, and there goes Kuro Kismet. He let down the favourite, dashed away, put four lengths on Kingfisher Rose. Kingfisher Rose, a breakaway then to Charlie Bale, but it is all Kuro Kismet, and he's a hot pup on the up.
Wrapping up my Thursday night tips with a greyhound called Thursday Night. This is short, but look, he went around the meadows in an astonishing 29.63. That's Group 1 standard.
And racing, and Thursday Night only fair to begin. Jumping well, Dash of Rain. And they're clear to Dash of Rain, but it's Thursday Night in front. He's a length clear. Thursday Night won it by three quarters, Aston Toto. Third will be...
Woof, 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 woof. Welcome to the Don Chasers here for Sportsbet. NSE in track. I'm your host, Paddy Garshagan. Another montage. The boys just keep farming winners here at the Great Non Chasers. And I'll tell you what, it's nice to be able to be back in the normal studio. Last week we had to do it from the home, from the bedroom, Gunner from the bathroom.
I wasn't in the bathroom,
but
you idiot.
We're back in the studio, so there won't be any technical difficulties and you'll be able to hear us loud and clear. Gunner, welcome to the show. How are you?
Patrick, well, how are you?
Always good to see you, mate, on a Wednesday.
Yes, nice to see you too.
I'm looking forward to talking about the name of a race, which has come through at Dapto. We'll get to it very shortly.
We've got a couple, I think.
We do, but the great Irish Hope
from Scotland.
How you doing, Kenny?
I'm all good. How are you?
Yep. Superb. Superb.
Did you make a small fortune following all our winners last week?
Yes and no. Good to see that.
Mostly no.
Good to see that the segment will now be called $20 Dog as well, and someone's going to have to come in and save the segment.
I'm sure.
Are you sure it's not minus $20 Dog at the moment?
I'm sure Invest in the West and Les Shag's covering that bill for you. So.
And Shagger. How are you, mate?
Oh, very well, Paddy.
Superb. Everyone's well then.
No, hold on. Shagger was very chirpy today.
He was.
This has never happened before.
What's happened?
I just backed a stack of winners.
You do that every week, though.
Do you remember back during COVID time when we did the daily show, just a little show me the money, the best of the day, and Shagger went 8 on the trot?
That's right.
Scary.
And the first one was his debut show, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then he just went bang, 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 bang. So now he set the bar high.
The victory pickets.
Yeah. And now he's...
Did you manage to get through last weekend involved in horse races and not swear?
Oh, yeah, I heard you got in trouble.
No comment.
Got a little excited, Paddy?
I was able to keep a lid on things well.
Dropped a little, few little expletive deletives.
Yep, and the apology was made, and we moved on, and happy days. So
I wouldn't have apologised.
Part of racing.
All is well that ends well. All right, big show today. We've got the man, Stephen Withers, on the show. Tommy Shelby fame, of course. Be good to chat to him. He's going for, he's won a Group 1 down in Tassie, the Hobart. I like to call it the Hobart 10,000, but it was the Hobart 1,000.
Divided by 10.
In the production show, I kept saying 10,000, and Shagger kept going, oi! But he doesn't need to. The dog's a superstar, but would love to see Tommy Shelby get one on the mainland, and he's got a big, big chance out of box 4 on Saturday night at the Meadows. But before we get stuck into things, how about your tip off the top, Shagaloa?
Right, mine's at Ballarat, but we're back racing on the Wednesday at Ballarat now.
They fixed managed to pull the car out of the kennel.
Must have managed to get it out of there. So yeah, we're back at Ballarat, and
towing service in Ballarat. Oh, that sounds
good. I'm looking at race 6.
Hopefully some bollards around the kennel now.
I'm looking at race 6 at Ballarat, number 8, Masai Mara. This has had a string of 5 straight placings, and I think tonight will be the night he breaks through for a well-deserved win. He's been up against some pretty quick ones of late and been running really competitive runs, putting down some good times. Bendigo 23.61 and a 25.11 at Shep in the past couple of runs. So usually begins well, and I think this draw suits. He can use the outside to muster up and get into a winning position. So that's race 6, Ballarat, number 8. Masai Mara.
What time on the Australian Eastern Seaboard?
Jumps at 8:40 p.m. So plenty of time to get on.
We've got to tick over an hour to get that one on. How about you, Kenny?
Delicious.
My race kicks off at 11:07. It's race 5 at Cannington, box 5, Gisby. This dog lost its maiden tag last week on debut, clocked 30:14, which is a decent run for your first run. This is a decent litter as well coming through. There's a few more of these dogs still to run. I think he's a big price, and he just watch this dog go through the grades. He'll win tonight, and he'll win his next couple of races as well.
Super. Name and number again?
I don't know. Cannington, Cannington, race 5, box 5, Gisby.
Well, you're pretty quick to figure it out. After the name and number.
I wasn't expecting the question.
I've got to ask you, Gunnar. Last week you aired a new sort of half segment called the Dapto Deviant.
Yeah.
Because we had a friend of the show who had a runner.
Yep.
Warren Wahoo.
Nicky
K. How did old Warren go?
Nah, didn't trouble the scorers, unfortunately.
Didn't trouble the scorers. So you put the kiss of death on Warren. Because I remember on the Dapto Deviant you gave
didn't put the kiss of death on him. That was just my opinion on the race.
Zilch of a chance. And now it's gone on to not do anything. So now how do you think he likes you as a person?
He was fine. I've spoken to him since that race. He actually agreed with my assessment of it. But like I said, it's racing. Anything could have happened.
Who won the race?
Opinions, I think.
Okay.
From box 7.
All right. Excellent. All right. Segment we aired last week. How much prize money?
Prize money has that doggy one. In the window. The one
with the waggly tail. All right, gentlemen, you know how this works. A beautiful little stinger there in the background. My favourite. Took a while to make. Anyway.
That surely did not take a while to make.
Do you think Paddy actually, do you actually come in, record that and, that's my day's work done?
No. Yes. Not at all. Yes, absolutely.
I think that's what goes on in his department.
I did that out of hours, actually.
Focus area 1, new stinger. How much prize money is that doggy one in the window? Tick.
I did that out of hours, actually.
Your whole life is out of hours.
Zara wasn't impressed when she kept hearing me say, how much is that doggy one? And she's like, what are you talking about? I'm doing a new stinger for the non-chasers. Get stuffed. All right.
Oh, you didn't tell your missus. Get stuffed.
No, of course I didn't. That's
that was
very
the mistress.
That's very rude. Okay, you know how this works. Three dogs. You're each going to go a higher roll, or you're each going to tell me a figure, how much prize money this dog has won. Just tickle the throat as we start. With dog number one, Stanley Road. Gunner.
Oh, jeez, I don't know. 85,000.
Kenny?
I'd say about 60.
Shagalow?
Yeah, I'll go 70.
Gunner wins $115,890 for Stanley Road.
One to the good guys.
One to the good guys. Number two, Zipping Truthy. Shagger. I've upped it this week. I've made it a lot harder.
Yeah. Never even heard of this dog.
Because you guys were finding it way too easy last time.
I'll go 70 again. Okay. 70,000.
Can I say 120?
Yep.
NFI, 85 again.
Shagger wins, $64,524. Well done to you, Shagger Lower. How much is that dog in the window? Proving to be a great, great segment. Question three, dog number three, Red Fawn Dog, Mr. Speaker. Kenny, you can start.
What's the prize money for tier three racing these days?
I'd say about 13 and a half grand.
Kenny, can you check Kenny's laptop there?
Gunner?
Yes.
That's just the noise of Gunner checking my laptop and going, not cheating.
I'm going to say 5,500.
Jagger?
I'm going to say 9,000.
$8,305.
Oh, Shagger.
Wins. How much is that dog in the window? 2-1 to Gunner. Well done. Well played.
2-1 to Shagger.
2-1 to Shagger. Lower. Well done, my friend. Okay. Boom Dog. Shagger, you got one for us?
I do. This is a dog called, I like the name, Jungle Deuce.
And this is the dog from New South Wales, yeah?
Yeah.
Going for six in a row?
Correct. Yeah, so 5 of 5 so far. Four of those have been at Wentworth Park. His last run at Wenty was where he really sort of announced himself. He ran 29.58, just half a length off the best of the night. He's not 2-year-old until April. Still working on his box manners a little bit. He is after the rails, but he's still been able to get across from box seven his past two runs. So he's got plenty of potential, still some improvement in him, I think, and he's come down to Victoria this week. He'll be getting around Sandown Thursday night and testing himself against the dogs down south.
Like it. No, Boom Dog. Do you have one, Kenny?
No.
No. Shagger? I mean, Gunner?
nothing for me, mate.
Nothing. Okay.
Awkward.
Yeah, no, it was not at all. All right, we push on. We're forging ahead, and I say this with a bit of trepidation because it's now called $20 Dog. We are not doing too well. If you're a first-time listener, $20 Dog. We started with $5, and we're trying to build up a bank to make enough money to buy a greyhound. Obviously, it goes up by $5 every week when we ain't able to turn that $5 into some money. So I'm left with the $5 baton now. And I'm going to do a same race multi in the Australian Cup. Now, I don't know the price yet, but I'm going to try and blast this out a little bit and just to have something for Shagger to play with next week.
Here we go.
All right. So my $5 will be on Tommy Shelby to win the Australian Cup and Tigalong Tonk to run a top three. So that's it. It's a two-legger. Tommy Shelby win, Tigalong Tonk to run top three in the Australian Cup on Saturday night. All right. That is all I'm putting my $5. Don't know what it will pay. I imagine it will pay around the $5 mark. So hopefully we can turn that $5 into $25 and be up there, a $5 dog. All right. Horror calls.
Horror calls. How long did it take you to make that's thing.
That was actually first take wonder. Actually, I got it first go. So, all good with horror calls. Okay. Before we get into the race of this horror calls, we've got to tip the hat and the proactivity of the great non-chasers here. We're going to give ourselves a proverbial pat on the back. Is last week we identified old Timmy Newbold put his foot in his mouth with John Giori. Couldn't quite spit it out. And thus is the quick movers of the old nine chasers. We've managed to name a race at Dapto on Thursday night the sports bet John Jory. Does Timmy know about this?
He does now. actually, we had a listener of the show texted me yesterday with a screenshot saying, well played. So somebody's already found it on the Dapto card.
Excellent.
So, of course, I informed Tim just to make sure that he knew it was all in good fun.
Beautiful.
And where it came from. Uh-huh. And he's he got a giggle out of it.
Good. Well, we'll be doing a few more of these. Of course, we put a little Who Am I and Out the Box on Twitter.
Just before you go on, do you take the credit for that as well?
No, I said all of us. It was a well done operation. Just also, we put the call out on Twitter for the Who Am I for Dapto, and of course we had a winner. He went by the name of Isaac Stewart, and he's shouting out to his great mate. Happy retirement, Sherby Homebrew Wallace was his selection. So that's the name of the races at Dapto. We'll look, keep an eye out for Twitter. We're going to do it again. It's a bit of fun we're having there. Anyway, into the horror call. You may wonder how I do this sometimes. And when I'm running a little bit dry on some potential horror calls or something hasn't come across my desk, I tend to just go to YouTube and type Shepparton Greyhound Fails. and lo and behold, I found another one. Have a listen to this.
Half a length away on the inside, then Ginny Lou now goes back by two lengths. Up and around the outside, then Time to Win, followed through by Bandmaster. A fair way back, Queen Olivia, Tambo Tiger and Tiny Handshake. On the corner now, a bunny came out there. It's a fake one, but coming through now, Deet's Dilemma takes the lead and comes away. Well, Deet's Dilemma too good. Second on the outside, Bandmaster, tiring late, Little Miss Ivy. And darting off the track, Ginny Lou was a real rabbit came onto the track there. 22 and 73, but do hold all tickets as a real bunny has came onto the track.
Well, are they running a petting farm in the middle of that track? They had ducks go on there. Now we've got a real bunny, and greyhounds are chasers, Shagger.
Yep.
They will see a bunny and they will run as fast as they can behind it. How can you possibly have a real bunny run onto a track?
The Shepparton track's not in Shepparton itself.
Oh, right.
It's just on the outskirts of town. Over the bridge through Kyala, out towards Arcadia.
Bunny catchment out there, is it?
And look, yeah, you've got some paddocks and things around near the track. So yeah, occasionally you're going to get a few.
Greyhound track's near a paddock, mate. There's a paddock in the inside of them.
Well, that's true.
Well, that's a horror call.
Surrounded by a lot of farmland. So yep.
Well, the clip is not to the caller because I thought the caller did very well. The clip is to the Shepparton Greyhound racing track.
Well, on that caller, he's a very good race caller. What's happened to him? Who is it?
Don't know. It was a while ago.
Well, it's not that long ago.
I focused my notes on having to go at the Shepparton track, not the caller, because he's got away scot-free.
Do you know what that is? That's a few rabbits on a bucks party, and they've got the buck pissed, and they're like, and dared him, and like, get out on the track with the dogs, and gone out there, shit himself, and run off real quick.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what comes of that. And I mean, I'll just go back to the well next week if I can't find another horror call.
Back to Shepparton Gold.
Yeah, Shepparton. You know what? We should do a show from Shepparton if they'll have us. It'll be good. Hey, Fast Bucks, Kenny.
Fast Bucks. Fast Bucks. Fast Bucks. Fast Bucks.
All right, my friend, where are we playing Fast Bucks this week?
Yeah, well, my opinion, this should be the last ever Fast Bucks. I'm fed up with it.
Okay, might take that on board, but go on.
And on that note, the scores are, in last place is myself on minus $142. In second place, bear in mind he skipped a week, is Gunner on minus $11. And out of the red for the first time ever, since the first time we did a race in Fast Bucks, Shagger has gone on a string of winning favourites is on plus $39.
Oh,
so
Shagger.
Well done to Shagger.
Very good.
Very nice, Shagger. But I think we might have to go away from Sandown some weeks. It's home turf for the lad.
Not this week. We're going to Sandown Thursday night. Can we make sure this is nice and short and sharp, please, gentlemen? Please be prepared. Music up in the background. Fast Bucks. So race one, Shagger.
Angel Glow.
Kenny.
Office Chops.
Gunner.
Turbulence.
Race 2, Gunner.
Snapper Smith.
Shagger.
Tybolt Bale.
Kenny.
Bahati Bill.
Race 3, Kenny.
Zipping Rambo.
Shagger.
Keep It Blue.
Gunner.
Do Good Davlin.
Race 4, Gunner.
Mapunga Warrior.
Shagger.
Nahari Bale.
Kenny.
Tiger Tame.
Race 5, Kenny.
Zipping Zarbul.
Shagger.
Navilla Bale.
Gunner.
Didn't go Jungle Juice. Shagger. Oh, interesting.
Who are you going?
Jungle Juice.
Race 6, Gunner.
Nick's Bale.
Shagger.
I'm Easy Boys.
Kenny.
Amarillo Hayway.
Race 7, Shagger.
Lee Ali.
Gunny.
Techie Nibbles.
Kenny.
I just took both my first two choices. I don't know. Lunar Star.
Race 8, Gunner.
Go Quantum.
Shagger.
Zipping Sultan.
Kenny.
Kismet Storm.
Race 9, Shagger.
Does Kenny ever go first in this?
Radek Bale.
Kenny.
Shaber Savage.
Gunner.
Hebridean Black.
Race 10, Kenny.
In ode to this podcast, it's not fun.
Shagger.
Mr. Neo.
Gunner.
Aston Toto.
Race 11, Shagger.
Gleason.
Kenny.
Will do.
Gunner.
Stiff Wind.
Race 12, Kenny.
Mr. Blurton.
Shagger.
Aston Riker.
Gunner.
Cornish Pixie.
Love it. Good, fast back. And let's take a break here. And the non-chasers, Big Stevie Withers is holding on the line on the other side of the break. We'll be back with more non-chasers after this. And welcome back to the non-chasers here on SEN Track for Sportsbet. We teased it before. We've got another big name rolling in. He's been on the show before. When he was on the show before, didn't quite have that Group 1 under his belt. The dog has since travelled to just about every corner of this country and has notched up that Group 1. I, of course, talk about the great Tommy Shelby. And Steve Withers, welcome to the show, Steve.
Gentlemen, how are we this morning?
Oh, not too bad. How are you feeling? Are you confident going into Saturday night after a super heat from your great dog?
You made it look like a trial.
Well, we're just sort of working that out at the moment. I want to ask you guys, what's your strike rate like interviewing trainers before big races? Are you the Kiss of Death or the Black Widow? What's going on?
I'd like to say that we're
on zero.
We're going at 100%.
Since I started here, we're on 0%.
Oh, that is a lot. That is a lot. Who in the Million Dollar Chase, who did we speak to? We spoke to two guests, yeah. And I don't think we got either of them.
Shadow Mister didn't do any good. Dave Burnett, we didn't help in with Simon Told Helen.
We spoke to Dave Mitchell about Captain Dynamo. The dog can barely run a race anymore.
But you know what, Steve? All our failures mean that we're one step closer to having someone come on the show before a big win. So why can't it be you, mate? You're going to be the first. Let's be positive.
I'm not officially accepting this as an interview then.
Yeah, it's off the record. Are you happy with box 4? You know, you've tend to drawn awkwardly in Group 1 finals. Are you happy with this, or is this just another one you're going, oh, Jesus Christ, when are we getting the cherry?
Yeah, well, it's not perfect, is it? It's still a fair bit of work to be done from there, but look, it definitely could have been worse. It clearly could have been better, so... These races, they just come down to execution on the night. You can play the race over a dozen different ways and you can make a case for every single dog depending on what happens. So it just comes down to our dog and him executing to the best of his ability on the night. And if he steps really clean and finds the front, then we're a pretty good chance.
How's he going with the travelling caper, Steve? He's been here, there and everywhere in the last 12 months. Do you get much of an update on how he's going, or has he spent that much time away from home now that he's really used to changing locations every so often?
Yeah, no, I've been with him every step of the way. I've managed to get in and out of every location with him and, yeah, seen all the sights with him. So he's the ultimate professional. He's just got an amazing constitution and temperament, this dog. He just takes it in his stride and keeps rolling, yeah.
And what about you, Steve? Obviously, it's been a little bit more difficult to travel the last 12 months. How have you been getting on with coming in and out of quarantine? Obviously, it's exciting flying around to see your dog run in all the big races, but at the same time, it must be a bit of a logistical nightmare trying to sort everything out.
Yeah, it's you've had to learn a few new tricks yourself about calming down and just waiting hour by hour. I've been in more lockups than Mike Tyson, I reckon. But it's been a good trip. look, it's hard. It is hard being away from home, the family, and clearly everywhere we go, everyone's a lot more excited to see Tommy than me. So that's a bit of a hit to the ego as well.
Have you had a favourite place you've been?
I like Melbourne. Melbourne's pretty cool. There's a lot going on here. It's a really professional operation. All the racing's big. There's to win a race here, you know, you really want to race. The fields are so deep and it's so difficult. And the dogs are so good.
Bit of a clip to Tasmania. You win the Group 1 down there and you're not having a place.
And they don't get podcasts down in Tasmania yet, do they?
Got to wind up the generator first.
Yeah, they were still waiting for the first episode to drop that down there.
And Steve, he's won his heat in 29.51, one of the fastest runs we've seen in the last 12 months. You know, would you agree that this is probably the fastest he's been in his career so far?
Look, to be fair, the runs in Hobart, he was a whisker off a track record down there that a lot of dogs have been around, some really good dogs. So he was enormous down there. But apart from Hobart, yeah, that was probably one of the most impressive runs we've ever really seen him written and put down on a track, which is really good to put out on a big night. And maybe just dropped it 1 week too early. I'd love to have put that run down this Saturday night.
Mm.
And Steve, we've seen a hint during the weekend on Twitter that Tommy might be starting off his stud career. Is this hinting that he might be retired soon, or we're just full steam ahead with racing?
No, we were just in there setting up our Tinder account at the moment. No Labradoodles, we're getting bumper stickers made up. No Labradoodles right now. Yeah, just starting the process off. You've got to get DNA'd and all the paperwork and that done, and it takes 6 to 8 weeks. So it's just the first step of the process. So, yeah, while we were here in Melbourne, where all the facilities are, we thought we'd sneak in there and have a look and just get that paperwork part done.
Looking forward to a lot of Arthur Shelby's and Polly's, and I'm sure the Peaky Blinders names will come out once Tommy starts being a dad.
Have you set up all the – have you just about thought of every single name of the litter as well? Is that all pre-planned?
No, there's a lot of other Peaky Blinders fans out there. It's not fair for us to hob all of them. We've had our fun. There's plenty left for everyone else.
Just going back to Hobart, obviously a big one-turn track, and WA, you only get Mandra there to run effectively around the one turn. Do you think if Tommy based himself in Victoria, how do you think he'd go in some of those country cups around the one bend? Because it seems like that style of racing would really suit him.
Yeah, look, he's a quick dog, and he can clearly motor, as by the Hobart runs and the Meadows run the other night, but he'd be competitive in the country cups. But by the same token, the racing here is really deep, and like we've seen the Tem Lee, like there's a lot of good dogs and a lot of pressure at box rise, and you can get made to look very ordinary very quickly in heats and finals that are so deep like they are over here. But given opportunity, if he was to get a clean run, he'd be pretty hard to beat. Just comes down to that opportunity in the end.
Now, Steve, you mentioned there's a lot of other Tommy Shelby fans out there.
I knew you were going to get to this, Paddy.
And there's a little segue. We've been trying it. We've been trying to get it up for a long, long time. There's old Thomas Shelby up in the far north Queensland, and then there's you. We just need to find out when Tommy Shelby's going to be running where. That's the problem at the moment. You don't know a week ahead of yourself at the moment, is it?
At Cannington since early October, so we might have to even give him a trial before he has a run back there at home first, but... Yeah, if we can slot in there somewhere and see if we can sort out this family rivalry, it'd be good.
it would be super. And God forbid that the Thomas Shelby, the slower one, without any disrespect, was able to get the jump on Tommy, because the Group 1 winner being forced to change the name would be a bit of a disaster.
Well,
all thanks to us. We're public enemy number one.
Well, we might have to come up with a contingency plan and ask Steve what he might change Tommy Shelby's name to if he lost.
Off the cuff, what would you change his name to? Or are you saying absolutely no chance?
Arthur? We'd probably lead with Arthur,
actually. Oh, very good. I love it. Hey, Steve, that will wrap us up, mate. Really appreciate your time. Obviously, the big Group 1 final at the Meadows on Saturday night. And you've got one down on Tassie, but we want you to have one here on the mainland. So best of luck with everything, mate. We hope you can jump, lead and win and hold off the rest of the fast-finishing field. So best of luck, Steve, and Tommy Shelby.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Cheers, Steve-O. Good
night. Thanks, Steve.
Superb guest.
No worries, boys.
Thanks, Dave-O. Superb guest. We'll be back with a little bit. We can't get rid of him. We can't get rid of the great man. I love that. We'll take a quick break on the non-chase. We'll be back with more after this. Welcome back to the non-chasers here on SEN Track and Sports. Jeez, it was hard to get old Stevie off the phone there at the back end of that call, but nonetheless, it was a good chat, and I enjoy speaking to the great man. We head straight to the Australian Cup on Saturday night at the Meadows, and he does bring forward his dog as the favourite. Number four, Tommy Shelby is the fave. Open 240, slightly out to 270. Number six, Fernando Bluey, $3. If Wow gets a run, currently the second elect, will be a $5 chance. Tigalong Tonk, $7. Lakeview Cruise, $8. Shima Classic, $8.50. Mpunga Felix, again, if it gets a run, $14. Christo Bale, $15. Tyler Durden, Fight Club, $34. And number one, Utah Blues, write your own ticket, $67. Shagger, just give me maybe a tip and a couple of sentences about the race.
Oh, look, if you're looking for sort of betting propositions, I think Christo Bale and Tigalong Tonk are representing a bit of value there in the race. It's hard to go past Tommy Shelby as top pick, though, given he was just so much faster than anything else in his heat. And look, if he jumps like that again, finds a lead, he'll be too hard to beat.
Agree with that, Ken?
Yeah, I think Tommy's nicely mapped. It's just he's got Lance on them time-wise last week. Bluey's got room to improve because he's been out of action for a while, but if Fernando Bluey leads up and Tommy's like a length or two behind him in the first corner, I think Tommy still catches him and wins. Value bets would be Lakeview Cruiser and Tyler Durden for me, but honestly, Tommy just wins.
Superb. The Van der Bale Super stays over the fabled 725-metre distance. Number one, Houdini Boy, odds on favourite, $2. Zach Manelli, $3.30. Sunsket Burbski, $6.50. Stanley Rowe, the dog that has won $115,000, $6.50. Run Like Jess, $19. Here's Tears, $26. Sir Truculent, $26. And Pilbara at $101. Kenny, we'll start with you in this big feature.
I think this race is just a case of can Houdini run down Zach Manelli? He couldn't last week. Zach did an absolutely unbelievable split.
Split records, second and third split.
Happy days. So I think it'll lead up again. Probably Run Like Jess and Sir Truck will come out behind him. So I think Sir Truck might be nice for your SRMs. I think the same thing will happen this week. Zach will lead up. Houdini will chase him down late on and he won't get there. So my tip is Zach to win, Houdini top two and Sir Truck top four.
Agree with you, Shag.
Yeah, look, bit of value, I think, around Sunset Burbski and Stanley Road. They're going to be finishing really hard. I think Houdini Boy will win the race. Look, last week, Zach Manelli obviously got off to a flyer. This week, he's got Run Like Jess to his inside, and he does actually begin pretty well for a stayer, Run Like Jess. So, yeah, potentially a bit more pressure on early unless he really pings at Zach Manelli. And I think Houdini might get a decent enough run. He spotted Zach Manelli, you know, 10 lengths at one point in the race. He was probably still 6 lengths off him at the 500-metre mark and made it a really tight photo finish. So as long as he can just get a clean run on that rail, I think Houdini Boy will win.
Houdini, Houdini, Houdini. All right, we're going to start with you, Kenny, for a little bit of Invest in the West.
So we're going to kick off Cannington Saturday night, race one. We got a winner and a maiden last week, so we're going to go for another maiden again. There's a really promising looking litter in Cannington at the minute, out of Vanderwarp and Legit Boss. Any of those dogs have ran so far have all lost their maiden tags within a few races, most of them on their first race, and I think there's still about 4 of them left to run. This dog hasn't lost his maiden tag yet, but the second time up was beaten by his litter brawler last week. His name is Zonte. I can't remember what box he's in, but it's Cannington race one. Zonte just goes for the win. And then we're heading to race three, Cannington. Box one, Turbo Fun has been picking up wins right, left and centre over the short courses at Mandurah recently. Stepped up to 5.20 last week and did a lightning for a split of 5.38. Just for context, that's up there with the likes of Mermaid Manelli and Mozza. He should lead this race up. Now, there's a lot of dogs in this race who can easily break 30 dead, but this dog's going to be so far ahead. He's liable to getting caught late on, so we're hoping for a bit of trouble and we're hoping for a bit of a price because of that as well. So that's Cannington Race 3, Box 1, Turbo Fun. Cannington Race 4, Box 1, Sunset Toxic just wins. Cannington Race 8, Cassis Bell, who won for us last week, is in Box 8, and that just wins. And then Race 10, Santa's Magic, looks like a hot shot as well. And that's me for the week, all in WA.
Vanderwarp came over here and won the Bendigo Cup as a WA Raider a few years ago. Good to hear its name again.
I thought Van der Warp was a company or something that sponsored races in WA when it first came here.
Thanks for the input, Gar. That was good.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were a Greyhound show.
I'm just happy that Kenny actually went back to the West. It was nice. We've been flirting around Wagga and Ipswich, which we know is...
We got a nice little winner in Monday at Hobart and stuff.
Yeah, you know, he does, but he's back to West.
He got interrupted with the little COVID lockdown over there.
Yeah, of course. Someone had COVID over there and it brought everything to a halt. Mm. Shagger, let's shag.
What should we do now? Well, I've got an idea. Why don't we shag?
All right, well, I'm heading to Sandown as per, and first race I'm looking at, it's actually the one where I mentioned a dog earlier, Neville Bale, and he is up against the boom dog Jungle Juice, but I'm suggesting Neville Bale as an each-way proposition here. The red should ping to the front, and I'm hoping that the three might just, Denise's Vision might just jump well and hold a few dogs off to the outside. Jungle Juice, as I mentioned when speaking of him earlier, wants the rails, still working on his box manners a little bit, and this is his first go around Sandown. So just being the favourite in the race from out there, I just wanted to look for a bit more value, and I think Neville Bale has, certainly represents a bit of value there on the inside. Almost forgot. Next one, heading to race seven. And look, there's a few I like in this race. Number three, Techie Nibbles, tipped last week as an each way. I think snuck into fourth, didn't begin as well as she can, but did battle on gamely. I'll butter up again and put her back in the mix as an each way tip. Silken's in box two, very handy one. And another one that I think I tipped this one in Fast Bucks, Lee Ali, drawn out wide, I think box six, was it, or seven. This one's a pretty handy dog, and I reckon a same race multi could even be a good play here to have all those three to run top four. So that's Techie Nibbles, Silken and Lee Ali all to run top four.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
And then moving on to race nine, number seven, Raddick Bale. Another each-way proposition here. Not the best box draw, but does have a few on his inside who are looking for the fence and might be able to bring him into the race a bit, and I think you'll get some good value on Raddick Bale. Race
yeah,
nine.
Baby. Yeah.
And then to finish out the night, race 12, number three, Aston Riker to win. Has the ability to ping to the front here and get a decent lead, hoping he can hold on. And we finish the night on a good note.
Yeah, baby.
Very good, Shagger. Yeah. That was succinct. I liked it. And Kenny as well. Super. I reckon that's the best you two have ever done, your respective segments. And now we go over to your little quip.
Have you got a stinger for me yet, mate?
No. Yeah. I might see if we can organise some slow saxophone music in the background next week.
Yeah, I like it. Something to go with Adapto Deviant.
Adapto Deviant, what do you got for us? What's your tip of the week, Adapto?
Yeah, well, I have to go to...
Don't. No.
Am I not allowed to do the voice?
No, you're not. Just give us a tip.
Everyone
give
us a tip. Their radio off.
Exactly. And we've got.
Everyone's already turned the radio off.
We've broken radio history and named a race after a gag we made last week.
Yeah, all right. It's my segment, mate. I think I can cover that.
Good.
So race six at Dapto, the time honoured the sports bet John Jory. And there's a dog in box one called Typhoon Tim. Now that's we're going with the Omen bet. The Dapto Deviant is going with the Omen bet. So we had a little bit of fun with Timmy Newbold and his call of John Jory, that bloody dog. And so we've got to go with Typhoon Tim from box one.
That's what I like to see on the Dapto Deviant. Let's take a break and we'll be back.
Let me do the voice.
Oh, no. We'll be back with more non-chasers to wrap it all up after this. Welcome back to the non-chasers. It's been a great show. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. You've put on a weird voice, Gunner. I spoke to Steve Withers, who was superb. Good luck, Tommy Shelby. But now it's time to wrap it all up.
Text in if you want me to do the voice for the whole show.
No.
Yep.
Now it's time.
What number do I text?
Now it's time to play dog food.
Ach, chum, it's so chumpy, you get carve it.
All right, you know this works either a dog or it's a term. The term today is...
Theme, sorry,
is smoothies.
Smoothies?
I had a smoothie this morning.
You have a faint imagination.
And I thought, you know what, I'm going to make that the theme of dog food. So thus I have.
Well,
you know, I'm not doubling up on themes, I'm going with smoothies. All right? Test your buzzer, please, Gunner.
Boost juice.
Okay, Kenny?
Kenny. I'm just like, I can't get over smoothies. Like, he's talking about all the work he does, and then it's like, you thought a lot in the tram and the work. I've actually worked out in the show today that you work, like, what, 45 minutes a week?
Jagger?
Smoothies.
Vanilla.
Vanilla. Oh, okay.
Exciting.
That would be more a milkshake, but fair enough. All right, can we get that music up in the background, please? Question one. Fruit and veg.
Boost juice.
Gunner.
That's a dog.
Correct. 2000. One to Gunner. Question two. Banoffee dream.
Kenny. Boost.
Kenny?
It's a smoothie.
No, it's a dog.
What? Are you serious?
Yep.
What is it? Banoffee dream.
Banoffee dream. It's like banana and toffee.
Oh, there you go.
Caramel.
Okay. So it's a smoothie, you're saying? Just confirming.
It's a dog. Banoffee dream, 2017.
And a smoothie as well, by the sounds of it.
I apologise there, Kenny. You clearly don't know your smoothie game.
Well, what did you have this morning? Vanilla?
No, I had a fruit and veg. Oh.
The dog or the smoothie?
Question three. Fruit salad.
Boost juice.
Yep.
I'm going to go dog.
Correct.
What you said.
Fruit salad. Correct. Well done to you. That is a dog, and you are on two. Kenny on negative one. Shagger on zero. Question four. Blender.
Vanilla. Boost juice.
Shagger.
We'll go for smoothie.
It's a dog.
Oh.
1997 was Blender.
Yeah, okay. Dog. Remember him well.
Question four, just to update Gunners on two.
Question four or five?
Question four, five. Mm. Gunners on two. Kenny and Shag are both
legless. You are
one. I'm making this a dog food first. This question is worth 5 points.
No, it's not. You can't just change the rules to suit yourself.
Question five. Guava.
Vanilla.
Kenny.
Shagger.
Dog.
No!
Yes. It's See, cheating gets you nowhere, kids.
Gunner wins dog food. Well done to you, Gunner. That was fun. Show me the money.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money.
You know, this worked. Best value play of the weekend. I'm actually going to Thursday night, race 12 in the 5 rug. Number 5, Mr. Blurton at $5.50.
Hurry up, Paddy.
Well, all right, you're up.
I
gave you the eyes.
I am going to race 6, number 1 at Sandown, Nick's Bale, $16.
There's that not?
Yep.
I'm going to stay with Gunner's Race, but I'm not going to be as brave as him. I'm going to go for box 3. I'm easy, boys. $6.
Okay.
Or nice. $4.50 currently with Sportsbet.
What about you, Shagger?
Shop around.
I'll go for race 8 at Sandown, number 2, Go Quantum.
Ooh, I like it. Okay. Probably worth a little bit if you multied all them together, to be honest. Okay, but speaking about multis, non-chasers, did we miss again last week?
Yes.
Wow.
That's he's a reserve for the Australian Cup final.
Who's to blame?
I'm partly to blame.
5-star?
No.
Who's 5-star? Who's the dog?
Anyway.
Okay.
Move on to this week.
He's to blame.
Was I to blame? Oh, well, I'll step up and make sure I don't lose this one. Houdini Boy to place in the Superstars.
Mapunga Warrior, Thursday night at Sandown, race 4, number 8.
Yep. Shagger?
Bahati Bale, race 2, number 2 at Sandown.
Kenny?
Tommy Shelby in the...
Shelbster.
Australia Cup.
So a bit going on for Tommy this week. Needs to win. Tigalong Tonk needs to come third for $20 dog. You need Tommy to run a place. You've tipped him.
We've got a different...
Spoken to Steve. We need to buck the trend of speaking to guests and them not winning group ones.
So hold on a second. So we've got 100% strike rate of getting dogs beat when we interview people. And also, when we tip a dog multiple times in the show, we have a 100% strike rate of getting them beat as well. So best of luck, Steve.
We're dominating.
Hey, we brought Tornado Tears out of the
exactly.
mire.
Exactly. At 50
Shagger, put the knocker on Tommy.
I just need to put the knocker on Tommy, don't I?
Maybe, doesn't matter how it happens, Shagger. It happens.
Maybe that's how we do it next week. All right. We're done for now. That's all in the non-chasers. Most important thing, though, Gunner, if you are going to have a punt on the greyhounds, just do so in a responsible manner. Safe place for money's in your back pocket. That's all. Live it, love it, dream it, breathe it. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
See you, boys. Bye-bye.
Godspeed.